everybody, and welcome to the Liars Club. I'm Felicia Michaels.
And I'm Jessica Wellington.
And here at the Liars Club, what we do is we're a podcast and a game. And we ask two of our comedy pals to come on. They tell two stories. One is a truth and one is a lie. And we'll all ask each other questions. You guys are welcome to play along when it's the other person's time to tell a story. And we'll try to punch a hole in it and try to figure out which one is a lie. And for you guys that are following live on our Comedy Store YouTube channel, please do us a favor. If you have any comments or you're thinking someone is lying, leave a comment. And Austin here, our on-air producer, we'll relay those, hopefully. And Jessica, would you please introduce our guest?
I would love to, by golly. Over here to my left, this lovely lady's been on Mad TV, MTV's Punk. She does amazing character work, you guys. Yeah. This is Sarah Hyland Rosenstein.
Hi.
Yay. Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
You're very welcome.
Okay.
And then over here in front of her, this gentleman is a regular here at the Comedy Store. I get to text him for avails and stuff like that. He also has a new comedy special on Comedy Central. Nope,
it's just
Just out there.
Yeah, it's not on Comedy Central.
Not, but you've been on Comedy Central.
I've been on Comedy Central before, yes.
Tons of times.
Tons of times.
Yes.
When it was cool.
Right. No, yeah,
but
honestly.
It was super cool to be on.
Now it's cool to be on Amazon.
Yeah.
You were on Comedy Central when it was cool and your hair wasn't.
That's absolutely right.
This is Chris Porter.
Hello, everyone.
Wow, welcome to the show.
I'm dynamic.
Yeah. Welcome to the show. All right, I'm so excited that you're here, Chris, because I've known you off and on a little bit for a couple years.
For like over a day. You took my first headshot.
Well, was that your first headshot?
Well, my first like legitimate ones.
Oh,
yeah,
really?
That weren't taken by my dad in Credit Kinko's.
Instead, your manager's wife.
Yes, that was very, he was like, hey, you're going to get new headshots and you're getting them at my place. And I was like, fair enough.
Fair enough. And I'm so glad that you're here. And
I'm glad to be here.
Yeah. And Sarah, first time to meet you. And it's nice to put my eyeballs on you and see what you're all about. Because, you know, what's great about the Comedy Store and what's great about comedy is you always get to run across people. Like I've run across you in Montreal and that kind of stuff. And you always get to meet new people. And that's what I love about our podcast.
Sarah's super funny.
Yeah.
Thank you, Jess. Wellington. You're funny. Nice to meet you too, Felicia.
Nice to meet you. So why don't we start off and you guys will rotate the stories around. One is a truth, one is a lie. And Chris, maybe you would like to start it off.
All right. I guess I'll start. We're just going right into it.
Yeah, let's do it.
I thought we were going to whine and dine
a
little
bit. No, we're right into the game.
Let's do it. It's a game.
The pants are off.
Yes.
All right. So to get into this story, I think you need to kind of know a little about where I grew up in Kansas. Like I grew up in the very outskirts of suburbia.
So KC stands for Kansas, not Kentucky.
That's right. Whoa. That's right, because there is no Kentucky city.
No, there is not.
That should have been
state.
Clue number one.
She learns a lot
state.
Here.
Yeah. But it's KFC.
No.
Yeah, but that's a restaurant, and they don't make a lot of hats for that.
And it's seafood for chicken.
Yeah.
Chicken.
Now there's KU and UK. Now, those are easily confused.
How?
Because KU is Kansas University. And then Kentucky is the University of Kansas, is the University of Kentucky.
I'm actually from Kansas.
From Kansas.
No, I am too.
Oh, you are?
Yeah, yeah. I was born in Fort Riley.
Oh, so like real
and,
Kansas.
yes. Yeah. And my parents live not too far from Westboro Baptist Church.
Oh, no shit.
But my dad was an Army guy, so as I was growing up, I lived all over the world, but they live back there now.
You have a house there now in Kansas.
I have a little house, one of those kit houses that they used to bring on the railroad at the turn of the century.
Stuff you like order on the back of Popular Mechanics and stuff
like that. Yes, but like in the olden days. Yeah. Okay. So, yeah. So.
You get a house and a gyrocopter.
All right,
That'd
so,
so where
awesome.
I grew up in Kansas, like, was like very outskirts of suburbia. Like, I lived in a 12 house neighborhood, and then like, but a lot of my friends lived on farms or giant acreages of land. So, when we would drink, especially in high school, we would just take our trucks into the middle of some field.
That's true. Or there wouldn't be a song about it. Duh.
For sure. So we would just sit in a field and drink. And then one weekend we're doing this. And we had just gotten there. We'd probably two or three beers in. And then out of the fucking woods, comes some chick.
Out of the woods?
Out of the woods.
What did she look like?
She was blonde hair, about 5'8".
So she could look like either Sarah or Felicia?
For sure. Okay. But a little younger. She was a little, that's cool. She was a little older than us.
All right.
And
fuck off. Go ahead.
You know, and we're half drunk.
No, seriously, fuck you.
And she's not beaten up. She's just there. And she's dirty.
Oh.
And we're like, what the fuck? You know, we're all like 3 beers in. None of us do drugs at the time. So we knew we weren't hallucinating. And we're just like, fucking, can we help you? And she was like, I woke up in these woods back here. I was out with this dude. Not sure what happened. Pretty sure I wasn't raped. Like, but I don't know how I got here. And we're like, okay, well, the nearest road is probably 1/8 of a mile that way. So we're like, fuck, what do we do? So this was the very beginning of cell phones. Like, some kids had them. Not everyone had them. You know, this is 96. So we're talking aerial.
Yeah, I think I still had a pager then.
Right?
Yeah.
So we called the cops, and they came out, and they questioned her. Apparently, she'd just been out with some dude. They took some pills, and she freaked the fuck out and ran out of the car. And dude had already kind of called the cops and been like, I don't know where this chick is, but she bailed. And they found her, and that was fine. But yeah, it was just a weird fucking...
What was she wearing? Wasn't it like a creepy nightgown?
You said
no,
she didn't
she
have
was
any?
She was wearing like a... What was like those... Because it was 96, you know, those like string tops.
Tops, okay.
Yeah, uh-huh. And then like a pair of jeans and whatever fucking shoes she was wearing.
Wow, she's so lucky she came across you guys, if it's true, and not... Jesus, some like, you know.
But also, Jesus. It was just
backwards.
I mean,
like, it took us a good 5 minutes to even believe a fucking word she said. Because we're just like, how in the fuck did you fucking get out here?
Yeah.
Because we had 4-wheel drive cars. Like, that's the only way we got out there. And she was like, I don't know. And we're like, are you from the other high school? Like, what the fuck is this? And she was like, no, I'm like 21. She was pretty coherent, but she was just like, yeah, I was out with this dude, took some pills. And now I don't know where the fuck I am. And so, and then, I mean, it was a pretty anticlimactic ending to the whole story.
Did you drop her off at home or something?
No,
or?
We just called the cops. And then,
because one of the guys had a cell phone.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And so they came out. Well, they couldn't come out to where we were. So our friend's dad, who lived closest, came out, got her, and then drove her out, and the cops got her there.
Do you know, did you ever find out how old she was? Was she like a teenager?
Again, they took her away. Like, we weren't really involved once the cops...
You didn't know her from school.
We didn't know her from school. We didn't know of her. And I mean, we grew up in a part of town where you kind of knew everybody. And so, yeah, we just called the cops, and they questioned her and did all that shit.
Mm-hmm.
And then we weren't really informed about all the things. But yeah, that was just kind of the story we got at the end of the day.
Wow. What color hair did she have?
Blonde.
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 Yeah.
Wow. Well, that's a first good, bold story.
That's pretty good. It's pretty creepy, too.
Yeah.
Yeah. A little nuts.
And what kind of field was it again?
Again, it was just like a field in the middle of, you know, you got to realize it would have been farmland if farming made money.
Right.
So it was just a field. A guy owned acres and acres of land. So.
Do you have any questions, Jessica?
I don't, not that I haven't already asked, I don't think.
Okay.
Yeah, there was like a line of woods, though, like a tree line that walked out of.
That she walked out of. Like it was a fucking movie. And we're two.
Did it scare the shit out of you at first?
Absolutely.
Did you guys scream?
Well, I mean, we all had. We were like, we didn't really scream because it was just like you heard footsteps. So we all stood up. And again, we're all kids from Kansas. So we're like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
What the fuck? And I'm like, it's a chick, man. And she, you know, she's like, I'm not here to hurt you. Like, please help me.
Oh, and, wow. You know, she was so lucky.
Yeah.
If this is a true story.
Yeah. She could have been out in the woods with some guy named Earl.
Yeah. Or she could have come across a Duke lacrosse team. Like, you just don't know.
A Duke lacrosse team?
Yes.
They're rapey.
In North Carolina?
Yeah. Well, there was a kind of a documentary.
Oh, I'm from North Carolina, and I didn't know we played lacrosse.
Yeah.
Do you know what lacrosse is?
All rich people play lacrosse.
No.
Yes, in the water. Oh, that's a great first story. I do want to say, by the way, that our engineer today is Brett.
Erickson.
Erickson. And Brett, I wanted to let you know that these lights up here are flickering. And if you wanted to adjust that at all, just to give you a heads up. Well, that's a really great first story. Are there any questions?
Richard Meyer, our buddy online, says that he has his suspicions, to say the least.
And why?
So, well, why wouldn't you?
Hopefully he'll clarify.
It's an odd story.
Yeah, I mean, that's kind of the basis of the game.
Yeah.
Also.
Yeah. All right. Well, thank you for tuning in. Thank you for watching.
Yeah.
It's good.
Sarah.
Yes.
Yes. What you got?
Okay. All right. So I'm from Kentucky. And so.
See, I got confused.
Ding, ding, ding. It's confusing.
Kentucky. Are you from City, like the Kentucky hills State?
Yeah,
from
what part?
Kentucky?
No, I'm
yeah.
from Louisville. Okay. So Louisville is considered actually the biggest city in Kentucky. In fact, other counties outside of Kentucky don't even consider Louisville to be a part of Kentucky because it's too big of a city. So we got three buildings.
You had Nelly.
Nope, that was St. Louis.
I was like, no, we don't. Who in the
good
hell's
try,
Nelly?
Jessica.
I don't know. Who's Nelly?
Nelly's a rapper from St. Louis.
Literally, I thought Nell, Tay in the Way.
No, he did that duet with Tim McGraw.
You know what I'm talking about.
He's the only rap artist that's on a giant country bill.
Yeah, with Tim McGraw.
Well, not anymore, because now there's Old Town Road.
Oh, that's right. Well,
he's number one.
Old school country rap.
Yeah, old classic country rap.
Nelly is the Bob Dylan of country rap. He...
I remember one time I was in Kentucky and like way deep in, and it's all those hills, right?
Uh-huh.
And we were on a highway, and because I was with a photography group, because I was really, I do a lot of photography. And so, and we stopped at this person's trailer off the side of the highway, and they had a garage, but it was across the highway. So the highway actually ran through their little, you know, piece of land. Uh-huh. It was the weirdest thing. Just thought I'd share that. because it's so hilly.
God, we're all a bunch of banjos. Like,
I know.
What?
But
I love that all of us are on this show today. Like, God, it's anybody to stop for what anybody's saying?
But seriously,
just, what?
Can you play the banjo?
I cannot.
Yeah, I've only.
I can play the shit out of a recorder.
I've only been to Pikeville, right. Kentucky, so that's like not an accurate representation of the rest of the state, probably.
What?
Pikeville.
Oh, Pikeville's real boonzy.
There's also a Pikeville, North
Carolina. Real boonzy.
Yeah, oh yeah, there's like a Pikeville in every southern.
It's all Pikeville.
Yeah.
Too, not Pike. Pack.
No, oh, sorry.
Okay. No, I just
arrest
need
me.
To. If they have listeners in Pikeville, they need to know they're talking about
it. We do have one in Dorton, Kentucky.
There's no way. There's no way there's listeners.
We do have one in Dorton, Kentucky.
Dorton, Kentucky.
Dorton's even smaller than Pikeville. Pikeville is where they say they're from.
And we have two in the country of Turkey. Hello, fellas.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Sorry about Syria.
All right, sorry to interrupt you. Kentucky, so you're from Kentucky. Place.
Yeah. So, all right. So in school, we had to figure out. So my name is Sarah Highland. And, uh-huh. and in school, we had a project. We had to figure out where our name derived from. Like going back to like your old country. So I'm Irish. And so you had to go back. So Sarah means princess. All right. Mm-hmm. So this was part of my studies. Uh-huh. So princess means, or Sarah means princess. In Highland, and
first off, Sarah with an H means princess.
Yes.
Sarah without an H means whore.
Muchas gracias, amigos. You're correct. You are correct.
And your middle name is Rose. I've had a dog named Sarah and a dog named Rose.
We were destined
Fun
to
fact.
Meet.
Yeah, and she lived on a highway between two mountains.
Me too. So and my last name in Ireland before we came over here was O'Healan, okay? But they changed it to Highland when they came to America because it's just easier.
Mm-hmm. Well, so also, the Irish were super discriminated against at that time.
So we Americanized
it. It was like the O in, is like the yes now. Like the Irish were like today's Mexicans. Like we're
at
people.
The time.
At the time.
At the time.
Are you Irish?
No, I just know history.
Okay.
Anyway. I'm just
fucking okay. So O'Healan means of the wolves. So So I put together. So my name meant Princess of the Wolves.
So I took it upon myself that I was basically now Native American.
For
so,
sure.
I mean,
so Cherokee princess.
You know, so I mean, it made sense that I was probably Native American somewhere down the line. So I decided, I was like, oh, so then I dyed my hair. You guys, it was a phase of my life. I dyed my hair black. I got black extensions and I wore gold for the next year.
Gold.
And I got really tan.
Why gold?
Here's the catch.
Of the Native American
it thing. Just blended with my tan skin.
Okay.
And it looked good with black. So here's the thing. If you're going to be a Native, you have to have an accessory. And so I decided that I needed a wolf.
Well, you are the princess of them. So
of
that
the
would
wolf.
Make sense.
So yeah. I needed a wolf.
For
you
sure.
know, all the white trash people from my trailer park have wolf tattoos.
Well,
right next to their dream catcher.
Yes, sure. Because it's their spirit animal. That's where they derive from.
I dated a girl that actually had a dream catcher with a wolf jumping through.
Yeah! A tattoo?
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh my God. It's better than almost like ripping out the skin. Have you seen that? Sure. Where they have wolves ripping out the skin?
It's coming out my boy. There's,
yeah. So I was like, oh man, I gotta get a wolf. And so in Kentucky, it's interesting, you can find them. Uh-huh. But they can't sell them if they're 100% wolf. So you have to find somebody somewhere out there in one of the counties that will have
you
a hybrid.
You got to find like a wolf-a-doodle?
You have to find, no.
A wolf-a-doodle.
So listen, so in the paper, this was in the paper, like when they had like classifieds.
Uh-huh.
Golden wolves?
Look, man. No, there was this guy
so
out
wolf hybrid.
Yes, Hazard, Kentucky. Wolves? They yeah. said they say, but they, no, they're like wolf hybrids. That's what yeah. they uh-huh. call them. This motherfucker, he was 98% wolf. All right, so
that's a lot of wolf.
That's a lot
of
wolf.
98%.
Listen, I'm telling you a story.
I know.
So we're like, ooh, let's go get him. And so we had to go out to Hazard, Kentucky. And so it's this little bitty county. It's like if it snows, ain't nobody
Dukes.
Going to school.
Home of the Dukes.
Yes,
for sure.
So. I don't know what that means.
Dukes of Hazzard?
The Dukes.
Oh, yeah, Hazzard, Kentucky. Yeah. Sorry. My bad. Oh, fail. My bad. So we went out to Hazzard, Kentucky, and pull up to this, like, boonsy little house. Like, it's just out in the middle of nowhere. And by the way, on our way home, we hit a deer. Okay. So, but we didn't kill it. So.
But did it ruin your car?
It ruined the car. It was a.
They do.
It was a Pathfinder. So we went back in the back. And
didn't find the path that day.
Listen, we went back there.
Now a deer finder.
Well, it did. It stayed on the path for a minute. Okay. Derailed.
Love it.
Went
I
back
love
on it. It found it.
Yes. Yes. Girl,
path refinder.
Oh, it was awful. We hit a deer with a wolf in our car. So if that is
wolf,
some
though,
sort
right?
of.
A puppy wolf?
It was a puppy wolf.
Well, what
yeah,
was the other 2%?
Okay. So we went back there and we're like, how are we here to pick up our hybrid wolf? And so. I'm an idiot. So I went and there's two big, massive trees, like just huge trees. And there's one wolf. It looks like a 100% wolf tied up to one of them with a chain, like with a junkyard dog chain. And so and it's all black. And then he's like, well, that's mom over there. She's 98% wolf. So it ain't all wolf. So it's still legal. I was like, oh, fuck. And then. On the other side of the, there's another big tree, and there was another wolf, that which was the male wolf,
mm-hmm.
also tied up to a tree with this massive chain, right? And he's like, and that's the dad over there. Now, again, he's a little more wolf, about 99%, but again, if you're under the 100%, it's legal. So,
so they're just lying to you.
No.
Yeah.
I don't know.
There's
but
no
it
papers.
Looked like
there's
a, no. There is no. Yeah. There is no checking of any papers.
This is before
no
ancestry.com.
Lawyer.
No.
Yeah.
Yeah. No. This dude. So then he's like, well, let me show you to the wolf that you're going to get. It's a hybrid. Keep in mind, it ain't 100%. Has a little bit of dog in it. I can't tell you what it is, but there's dog in it. And so I was like, oh, fuck. So we went in this, of course. So he brings out, it's a puppy.
Yeah.
But this damn thing's huge. And it has the, like, pointed snout, the whole thing. And it's jet black with, like, a little bit of brown in it. We took it home. Took it home. It was, like, 200 bones. Put it in the car. So we take this wolf back. We hit the deer. We derail for a hot second. Got back on the road. And then this story goes on forever. So you can cut it off at any time.
Just hustle it up, lady.
Okay. So I feel like I'm going faster than
shit.
Okay, I love it. I love it.
If I talk any faster, you don't want to be able to decipher what I say. So we got home, and so I brought it home. And we live in a suburb, man. It's, you know, so it's in the backyard. So we put it in the backyard, and we have this fence. And that thing is like, and then turns. Like, just like a wolf, like in a cage.
Like a wolf.
Like a wolf. Like,
I never saw that coming.
I'm like, oh man. And so my brother Terry comes over and he looks at it, and he has a young kid. He just had a baby at this time, Kylie. And he goes, what in the hell's that? I was like, oh, it's just a new dog that we got. He's like, that's a goddamn wolf. That's a goddamn wolf. What? Sir, I can't. I have a kid. Get that wolf out of this house. And I was like, ah! I was like, it's not even in the house. It's in the yard. But I'm a Native American. I have to have this wolf. So I was like, oh man. So I called my friend Tori. I was like, Tori, you gotta take this wolf. Like, my brother won't bring the baby inside with this wolf. So it goes over to Tori's house. She names it. She names it Lakota. Oh, like, no. She had it an hour and she named it some Lakota. So here's the thing. My parents never let that wolf back in the house. Mm-hmm. And so I was like, T, you gotta keep it. Like, I don't know what to do. They won't let it in the house. And so that wolf continued on and it ate every single animal in the back of their, like, I would call and I was like, yo, how's Lakota doing? She's like, Sarah, like, literally, it just ate a rabbit and brought it to our door. Sarah, yo, it just ate a crow and
they're
brought it to
it
our
didn't
door.
Bite them.
Yeah. It just brought me Steve.
Literally. And that, but that was still a puppy. So she would just be like, yo, it brought me a possum. It's in the living room. You know, I was like, oh, man. So we had to get, like, eventually we had to get rid of Lakota because it's, I don't know, a wolf. And so.
And that's easy. You just let it go.
You can. We ended up giving it to this dude at the Chevron gas station.
That makes perfect sense.
As you do.
We do. At Chevron. We're like, yo, can you take this dog?
Honey, did you get smokes? I got smokes and a wolf.
And a wolf. Oh, so that was the end of it. We just, I mean, that was like a week she had Lakota, but like. Oh, man, it was crazy.
And how old were you when you got Lakota?
I was in high school, so I was probably like 16, 17 years old.
And your parents at first was like, sure, bring it in?
Absolutely not. No, every single animal I ever owned, I had to scandal into my house. No, they didn't ever want dogs or anything. Uh-huh. I always had to lie, like, oh, I just found them. And then I would keep a dog. But no, absolutely not. No, I just brought it home.
And how long did you carry on the facade that you were a Cherokee princess?
But that was a year. That was a good year. Yeah, I got really into horses, Apache horses. It had to be Apache. I couldn't just like a Tennessee Walker. It had to be Apache. I got into horses and wolves.
The $200 that you used to get the wolf, now, did you get that from your casino money?
No, that was Tori's money.
That was Tori's
money. I lived on Tori's money all the way until I was 22.
Oh, okay. And Tori is?
She was like my high school best friend.
And so she paid for the wolf.
She paid for it.
She paid for it.
Her
and she's
dad
the one that
was
ended
a
up
lawyer.
With it.
Yeah. Her dad was a lawyer.
So you went to Tori.
Yeah.
And you were like, yo, I need a wolf. I need wolf money.
Yeah.
Did she make you do anything for the wolf? Did she have to like.
No.
Wow.
I know.
Why would she just be like, here's
Tori was just as bonkers as I was.
Like, how many years ago?
We
was this?
Co-parented it
for that
few
week.
Look, all she loved dogs too. She had a dog too. She's like, fuck it, let's do it.
Maybe Tori just had a good sense of humor and was like, yeah, I want to see what happens when you have a wolf.
But how I'll long ago was that?
Listen, she was as bonkers as I was. She thought she was a mermaid. Like, she wanted to be a dolphin. You know what I mean? We all had we weren't normal.
Were you guys eating mushrooms?
No, man. Well, I mean, we did do a lot of drugs. But like, when she was younger, when we were kids in school, like around her thing, she had like mermaids and stuff like that. Like,
right.
She's just as fantastical as I was.
What is the best drugs to do in Kentucky in the era that you're talking about, high school? And how long ago was this story?
Don't be ashamed because I huffed air freshener.
Yes.
What drugs were good at that time?
No, that were good, that were accessible at that time.
Weed.
That would be just weed.
Paint.
Yeah.
A lot of paint.
Paint huffing. Yeah. Weed.
Air freshener. Glue.
Lots of glue.
You huffed glue too?
No, I was a pyro as a kid. I didn't huff the paint. I lit it on fire.
Cause you had nothing to do with
hanging
out in field.
As dangerous.
Wow.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Wow. That's a good story. Yeah. Two good stories.
Yeah, Did Tori eat kiwis?
No, she did not like kiwis.
We in Kentucky.
Yeah, we do not. Did you not avocados and kiwis. We do not do those.
No.
Well, the first time I saw a kiwi was from the doctor's kid. That's why I asked.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, and I was like, oh my God, what's that?
Yeah, now that makes sense. No, he was a lawyer.
So they didn't get kiwi money.
No.
All right. I can understand your excitement over kiwi because I remember first time I saw kiwi, I was like, whoa, and it's like strawberries. I was 27. I was like 27. Awesome. All right. Two good stories. We got a game going on.
Yeah. Richard is, said that this sounds like a true story, but maybe she's just a very good liar. So.
Thank you, Richard.
So Richard's keeping an eye out for the tourney at the end of the year.
Thanks, Richard.
But you're a stand-up comedian and a sketch person, I'm going to assume. So a sketch person is going to improv. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, you might be right.
See, I think in the beginning, she didn't say that Tori and her went in on the wolf.
Yeah, that's true. Very true.
So that makes me suspicious.
Okay. That's definitely a hole.
Yeah.
It's definitely a hole. And I know holes when I see them.
I was going to make the stupidest joke and then I stopped myself.
No, but if that's not something worth just cutting out and pasting somewhere,
then you don't know what it is. Well, that's two great stories. Why don't you move on to your second story, Chris?
All right. Again, I was born and raised in Kansas. I was playing golf with I don't even know what that has to do with it. I just like to start all my stories from the beginning. I was playing golf with my mother on an executive.
So you guys had money.
No, we were playing an exec. To be fair, we were playing on free passes.
But did you have your own clubs?
Yeah, but to be
money.
Fair.
Oh, yeah. No, this motherfucker trying to plug in.
Swam in here with Kentucky over there.
Makes me sick.
No, I remember I had to mow yards and buy that shit myself.
Okay.
So
big five.
We were playing this like executive course, which is like a cheap course. It's like real short and you can play it in like 2 hours as opposed to four. And we were on the second hole and I was off to the side waiting for my mom to hit. And I all of a sudden was not standing and was on the ground and hurt very much in my face. And I'd been hit in the head with a golf ball. And the only reason I knew I was knocked out was because when I was up, my mom was there. And then when I woke up, my mom was 30 feet away. And so my mom's like, the fuck's wrong? I had just gotten contacts. So
when
I was doing this, she just thought, like, I was fucking with my contacts. So she's like, what's the matter? I go, I got hit. And she's like, what do you mean you got hit? I was like, I got hit in there with a golf ball. And this dude comes around. It's this old dude, probably like 76. My mom went fucking gorilla. Like, I rolled my mom's car, and I've never seen her this angry. Like, full
But don't up. Accidents happen like that on a golf course?
That's your kid, motherfucker. Also, that's your kid.
I know, mama also, bear.
No, because my mom, he shouldn't have hit when he did. He was in the wrong. My mom was in the middle of the fairway, so... Rules are, you see somebody, you wait.
Right.
This old man was in a hurry, didn't see me, so he thought he'd hit around my mom. So he was definitely in the wrong. So my mom goes apeshit, loses his mind. I thought that was pretty cool. I ended up parring that hole, just FYI. And then I played about four more holes, and the headache got, like, way worse. Like, couldn't see straight. But I'm 17, I'm bulletproof, I'm invisible. I'm like, I need to go home. And I'm so fucked up. I go, I need to take a nap.
I'm going to sleep it off. I knew you were going to say that.
And mom's like, all right, let's get you home. I'm going to call the doctor. And I'm like, okay. So we go home. I call my friend to tell him what happened. And he's like, man, you don't sound right. I'm like, you don't know what you're talking about. He's like, dude, we're best friends. You don't sound right. I'm like, okay. And so then the headache got real bad. Like, fucking awful. And I remember going to the top of the stairs and going, Mom, I need to go to the hospital. She was like, let's go. And we went, and then shit got real weird. Like, couldn't stay awake, holding my mom's hand. She's freaking out. We get to the hospital. We go to triage. They're like, what's wrong with you? And I just threw up all over the fucking desk. And I, by the way, if you ever want to be first in the emergency room, just throw up on the desk. You skip the line. They're like, fucking come out. So went in, They found what had happened was the ball hit and then caused a giant bump. Well, that bump was gone. And what had happened was the blood had gone through the crack in my skull and started to clot between my brain and my skull.
That's what's wrong with you.
And had to have immediate brain surgery.
You had brain surgery?
Had to have brain surgery. And I remember they came in and they go, this is what's going to happen. You know, this is what's occurred. This is what's going to happen. We need to have brain. And this was 2 weeks before my senior year of football. And I had started my junior year. So, like, had a position. You know, you're 17. That's your world. And especially as an athlete. And so they're like, we need to do the surgery. I go, well, can I play football if I have the surgery? And they go, no. And I said, well, then why don't we just wait till the end of the season?
What?
Right? Because I don't know. They haven't, the way they're explaining it to me, it doesn't seem like that big of a deal. Because he's a neurosurgeon. He does it all the time. So he's just like, yeah, we're going to do this. And then we're going to do that. And I'm like, okay, well, let's just do that at the end of the season. And he's like, no, you won't be here tomorrow if we don't do this. And I said, I know I won't. And of course, I'm delirious. I go, I know I won't be here tomorrow. Because why would I stay here if I'm not going to have surgery? And he's like, no. The blood will start to suffocate your brain. And you will die. Like, you'll die the most painful death
ever.
Yeah,
bleeding on the... Yeah.
And it was like, you won't be here tomorrow. So I was like, well, then why are you even giving me a choice? Why aren't we just rushing me in? And he was like, you have to consent. And I was like, okay, well, let's do it.
Yeah, but you said you were 17.
Yeah. But, you know, for whatever reason, they were like, it was... I'm sure if I had said no, my parents could have come in and said, fuck those kids, you know, fuck those people.
I have problems with this story, Chris.
That's fine.
So do people online.
So, yeah, I spent 2 days in intensive care, and I spent 2 days in a regular hospital, and then...
after the brain surgery. Mom was there. Yeah.
Mom was there. She's the one that drove me. I mean,
she wasn't in the room with you, like
when the doctor was talking to you.
Well, yeah, but she's gotta be in the room. The conversation was with me,
right?
You know,
and your mom didn't say shut the fuck up, Chris. Listen to the doctor.
Again, they might have. I was pretty fucking out of it. I had blood on the brain. So,
I knew a girl that had a brain bleed, and she was never normal again.
Oh, really?
She was always like a couple steps below. Yeah, which is sad. Yeah. She would never hear this, but. So that's what makes me think maybe that's kind of...
You know, the reason I have a problem with your story, and I'm sorry if that happened to you,
no, that's true.
But the reason I have a problem with that is, as a mom, as soon as you said, I have a headache, or I would have been like, concussion time.
You have to also realize it's a different time. Like, it's 1996. Concussions are not...
Not 1996.
Topic.
Come on. Every parent knew that.
No, concussion. Really? Like, the general public has learned so much about concussions in the last 6 years because of the football stuff.
Well, I'd say more than 6 years, but I don't think in 96, especially if you're playing football.
My mom was on the phone with the hospital when I came. She was just on hold. And when I came up to her, I was like, I need to go to the hospital.
Okay.
So, well, here's some issues we have online.
Okay.
a gentleman that doesn't have his name on here said that I get hit in a golf ball. That's not the real struggle. He got hit in the head with an air ball because they couldn't afford a real ball, you elitist.
air ball.
Might have embellished a little there. And then Richard said, is this a story from a memory or a retelling? Because if you got hit in the head, maybe you wouldn't remember the entire story.
Oh, very. True.
The other gentleman
said
definitely.
That's what makes it either a good convincing story to make it seem fishy, or it makes it a good lie because you're like, well, I don't know. I was hit in the head. I don't know. I got blood on the brain.
They kind of start to agree with each other. Okay, maybe it's not a real story. And then the other guy says, well, I'm pretty sure this is the plot to Happy Gilmore. Like, that's what happened to him or something. He got hit in the head with a thing. So that's it. Yeah,
wow. Wow.
So that wasn't quite the plot to Happy Gilmore. He was just a failed
hockey
player.
Well, they are on a delay, so.
Wow. Interesting. You know, it's interesting to understand how people lie, right? Mm-hmm. Like, your first story was pretty crisp, pretty fast, not a lot of details. Some, but not a lot. But this story had a lot of details.
Yeah, Richard said this is so crazy sounding, but he still believes this over the first for some reason, because this one's almost too crazy to make up, he thinks.
Yeah.
Yeah, but this also could have happened to his brother.
Yes.
Or a very close friend.
And he's a learned man. He might have seen a documentary
or
something.
He knows history.
Yeah. Mm. Yes, you've established that.
I know what learned means.
Part of the 1%.
Yeah. I'm an elitist. Yeah. I use real golf balls.
Yeah, somebody, I forgot who it was, so sorry for not getting you the shout out, but somebody said that if you had more than a driver, you were definitely loaded.
Yes.
Told you.
My question is this too, like, so how far was your mom away from you footage wise, like how many feet when you got hit?
At the time, I mean, I don't know. So feet, probably about 90, I'd say about 30 yards, about 90 feet.
About 90 feet.
Yeah. Because you got to realize the rules of golf. When someone's hitting, you're supposed to stand no closer to the hole than them.
Do you have a... I'm sorry. Do you have a memory of you screaming, or you were there?
No, I can tell you this. Yeah. When I got hit, and this is the God's honest truth, as far as you know, I did see a vision of a ball being hit by a club.
You saw a vision of that?
Yeah.
When you got hit?
When I got hit.
And how far was this guy away from you?
An old man driver, so I'd say probably about 120 yards, 130 yards.
And so if
we haven't established that he knows math. Yeah.
So if this is you, right, we're in your mom's in front of you.
No, so if this is me, uh-huh. I'm off to the side of the fairway. Mom's in the middle of the fairway here. She's the one actually hitting. I'm abiding by the rules of golf by standing off to the side. No further than my mom, so that she has a clear shot to the green without seeing.
When you say no further than my mom, what does that mean?
From the closest to the green, like you don't want to be any further than the person that's hitting for two reasons. A, safety, but B, also like you want the person that's hitting to have a clear vision of the hole without any distraction.
And then where was the old man? Don't move where was the old man?
The old man was back where you are.
Where the microphone,
ball. Yeah.
Okay.
So if the green's up, so and that's the green.
Yeah. Did your mom use any language where you were like, oh, I never heard my mom say that before?
No, my mom cursed a lot. I mean, she didn't curse a lot, but she would curse around us. So hearing her say the F-bomb was not out of the ordinary. Mm-hmm. It wasn't common.
And your mom didn't hear it happen or see it happen. She only saw you running towards her.
I feel like back in those days, the curse word in the South was God damn it.
Yeah. But to be fair, I'm from Kansas, which technically isn't the South.
It's true. That's true. My mom used fudge.
Fudge. Because she's a sweetheart. You can just see every time I see her on your feed.
The South is where they say shit like, oh my, isn't that nice? When they really mean go fuck yourself.
Yeah.
Bless your heart.
Yeah. Wow. Any questions, Jessica? We good?
No, let's go on and not right now.
Buddy.
Yeah.
That was a tight story.
Regardless
tight
if that's story. True or yeah. not. Anytime we use visuals as water bottles and people.
But Chris is also like, you're a pretty organized fella, right? Mm-hmm. Are you pretty organized, like with your calendar? And are you pretty business minded?
Fair. I'm getting there.
Yeah.
I did like 12 years of I'm an artist and whatever happens, happens. And then I decided I wanted to make money.
Right.
So now I'm a little more business oriented.
I need to get a schedule.
All right. So your second story.
My second story. So I'm from Kentucky.
Now we know where you guys are from. Fuck, dude.
I've been waiting to say that your whole story. Could barely pay attention. I was like, don't forget to say where you're from. Don't forget to say where you're from. Because that'd be funny. Because it's a callback. To what he said. Pay attention. So thank God for you's visuals. Because that pulled me back in. All right. But it does have to do with being from Kentucky. So it was Derby time. Mm-hmm. And I was probably like 20-ish.
Out of your Indian phase.
Oh, yeah. We were done. I had red hair back then. So it was, we moved on and I changed my name to Red. So I started bedazzling all of my clothes at that time. And we moved past. It was more into like in the Guns N' Roses phases where I would bedazzle all of my pants.
What year did you graduate?
99.
Okay.
So
So we, all right, so it was Derby. All right, we were at a bar, okay? Because in Derby time in Louisville, bars are open. They stay open till 6, open back up at 9 o'clock. Damn. It's brief. It's like Damn. It's like Mardi Gras. Like, for sure. It's just a full 24-hour drinking binge. Mm-hmm. So we were at a place called Shenanigans. And so...
What's that place called again?
Shenanigans!
What's that place you like with all the weird shit on the walls and the pot stickers?
It's Shenanigans.
You went back to your roots.
They had four-leaf clovers on the wall. Thank you, because it's Irish.
That's right.
Shenanigans.
Shenanigans.
Catholic Irish. So, moving on, Bill owned that bar. That's why we went there.
God damn it.
He was a friend of my Uncle Mark.
Don't call him William. He'll punch you in the face.
Call him Bill. So we were there and we were drinking, my friend Ryan Dilly and I from grade school. All right, we're drinking vodka Collins all night. And so finally I was like, I want to go to Cahoots. and Cahoots was probably like 5 miles, five miles down Barstown Road, like the main strip of Kentucky. There's only one. And I was like, I want to go to Cahoots because there was this guy there that I liked. Long story. And so he's like, man, you can't.
She's a lesbian now.
Well, I'm fluid, but yes. So I just don't give a shit. Yeah, Chris. It's like
if you're
whatever, man. Fuck it. God, life's hard enough. You know what I mean? Just go where the love is. Thank you, Chris.
You're quite welcome. It's a much easier road for chicks, by the way.
It is, man.
But men, it's coming around for you guys.
Not around here.
Not in LA. Yeah. No.
That's not around rear.
Where's the Seinfeld bass fill?
That was some ass play. Cool. Okay. I got the joke. Anyway. Stupid. So we're at So anyway, all my stories, they're long-winded. So I was like, oh, I'm going to go to Cahoots. And Cahoots was like a pool bar.
Okay.
So he's like, man, you shouldn't drive. You're tanked, man. You've had a lot. You're loaded. And I was like, it's okay. It's only 5 miles. Just get in. And so we got on the main strip, which you should never do if you're that shit face during Derby.
Side roads.
Why? Because there's a lot of cops out. All right. So, but when you're inebriated, La La Land.
You got confidence.
So much confidence, man, like a NASCAR driver. So I get in, I'll get on Barstown Road. He's like, don't take the main roads. I was like, I'm going to Barstown Road because what if I see him? And so I was driving and all of a sudden I was like, ooh, we got to find parking because there's not a lot of parking on Barstown Road. Mm-hmm. A lot of people. So I found there was a spot and there was bumper to bumper. And I was like, oh, I got a parallel park. And so I stopped very quickly and I put it in reverse to parallel park on a very busy road. And I hit the car behind me, and it hit the car behind it, and it was a cop car. That was dramatic silence. Thank you. I did that for effect to make
it. We don't want to be like, yay, drunk driving.
Yeah, so many drinking. Okay, lots of drinking. So I parallel park. I hit that car. So, of course, cop turns on his light. I, like, wasn't even parked fully. And so he gets out of the car. And also, this is all in front of my grade school boyfriend, Cookie. And so Cookie was sitting on the steps of Taco Bell watching this whole thing.
No wonder you're a lesbian. You dated a gay guy.
No, his name is Cookie. I think it was Cookie.
Because that'd be ironic if it's a big, tough guy named Cookie. Don't you get it?
Yeah. He was a skinny little guy.
It's like
guy.
A big dude named Tiny. Yeah.
No, not like a sweet cookie. I think it was like a cookie monster. Because he had like red
you
hair.
Leave my Austin alone. Leave him alone, I tell you.
Hey, Richard Meyer said that he's really stumped by both stories, and hats off to this liar.
Thank you, man. Rich.
Sounds like a dick to me. So, that's a play on your name, Rich. I don't know anything about you.
I started to make one earlier, and I was like, in the parlance of our time.
You're a nice guy.
Felicia's like, all right, can we get this moving?
Move it along.
Rolling Stones. All right, great. So, all right, I'll finish it up. No, and so okay. I hit the cop car, whatever. And then Cookie's like doing this. I'm like, shut up, Cookie. And so before what happened is And at that time, I was only living, like, I was obsessed with jelly beans. And so I would just...
I hate jelly beans.
I love jelly beans. All of them except for the black ones. I couldn't do it.
Suck balls.
No, bro. Why are you saying it like that?
They taste nasty as fuck.
Have you ever had Jelly Belly soda pop ones?
What the
jelly
fuck?
Jelly beans are not good.
Let's be real. Are you serious?
No, yeah, jelly beans
are good.
How about
the Hogwarts one?
Are you playing the game, bro?
The gross one. Yeah. It tastes like a sock.
You gotta be lying. Yeah.
Okay. I hate jelly beans.
I think that we can take myself and Jessica as the two authorities on what good food is and what ain't. Jelly beans suck.
Right. What? If you're going to choose a candy, it ain't jelly beans.
Gummy worms. Bring them on. Really?
Thank you, sir.
I'm missing like 17 teeth. I can barely, like, I can't eat jelly beans. I can't chew them. Or not jelly beans, but the gummy worms. Mm. I'm missing a lot of teeth. So,
ones in the back.
Kentucky.
Yeah, the ones in the back. Yeah.
Do you have a party tooth that you put in there on special occasions?
No, I can't afford to get them filled.
This one's cracked. I'm just waiting to
get a party tooth. No, get a temporary, and then when it falls out, you just glue it on.
They actually won't let you say that you're from Kentucky if you have all your teeth. So
that's fair.
And this is, I got two gone, and they're the first of many. Like, the front, strong.
Uh-huh.
Back,
yeah.
crumblers, and it might have been from the jelly beans. I don't know.
Yeah, might have been.
I don't know. Or methamphetamine.
One of the
or puking. It has acid in it.
Shut up.
I did it. I was. What was embarrassing? Because he was a skater at that time, so he was like at Taco Bell hanging out. That's what they do.
Cookie.
Yeah. So why I mentioned the jelly beans is because I was in the car, I got pulled over, and Ryan's like, oh shit, dude, act normal. You're cool.
Oh, so someone's in the car. The guy was
Ryan.
In the car. Oh, I didn't
still
know.
In the car.
Yeah.
In the car.
Oh, I didn't understand that part.
I had jelly beans and Diet Coke in the car. He's like,
you guys got two pair of fucking eyes in the car, and no one could see there was a cop car.
He was drinking too.
Well, they hit the car. Yeah, they hit the car behind them,
and then that hit that car.
Yeah, but you couldn't see that when you were backing up into that parking.
I couldn't see shit. I was barely, let alone, I could barely see the road, let alone a cop. You know what I mean? It was not on my mind.
Okay.
So he's like, just eat the jelly beans and Diet Coke, man. Just you're fine. Act normal, man. And I was like, I'm normal. I'm good. I'm not good. And I just started shoveling jelly beans and Diet Coke because hopefully it would get rid of the smell and sober me up real quick.
Oh, no.
Maybe they're magic beans.
Magic beans. They just soaked up all the alcohol from, I thought, like a penny.
For sure.
So
anyway, also doesn't work, but go ahead.
Also, I haven't tried it.
But no, they tell you to suck out a penny and put it in your tongue.
And you're immediately sober.
Was that like Mentos in a Pepsi Cola bottle where it exploded in your mouth?
Oh, no, it
was supposed to fool the breathalyzer.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Yeah,
I thought you were foaming at the mouth.
That would have been amazing. Pop rocks in your belly. Okay. Yeah. No, not pop rocks, but these were jelly beans. Uh-huh. And so, anyway, he came up. I'm like, oh, man, Ryan, I'm not cool. And so the cop comes out, obviously gets me out of the car. I do the breathalyzer. That already failed, but he made me do the sobriety test in front of Cookie.
Just for funsies.
Just for funsies. And that's when I was like, shut up, Cookie, because he was applauding when I was doing my fucking... And here's the thing. It was summertime. It wasn't summer. It was May. So it was really... It was warm. Uh-huh. And so I couldn't do the line test, walk the line, because I have flip-flops on. So I asked, because I kept tripping on my flip-flops. So I was like, can I take my flip-flops off? Because it's hard to walk.
No.
Yeah. So I took my flip, and I flipped him. Like, I took my leg, and I flipped him off. I hit the cop in the fucking face. In the face! Holy fuck. He didn't let me finish. And so...
What did Cookie do then?
He was just laughing.
Who wouldn't be?
Fuck!
Except the cop.
No. So now is it. Like, I was getting... So I got arrested. And no, Cookie was like, sorry, man! Like, they were all, like, sad for me. But what are they gonna do? Anyway, I went to jail. There's so much to this story. But I went to jail, and they put me in this holding cell with two other computer thieves from Indiana. And so I talked to them most of the night.
See, now I don't believe you at all, because no one is stealing a computer in Kentucky.
No, man!
They were in Indiana.
In Indiana, the thick ones, like the real thick ones, they were stealing them.
Now, who took your car?
I don't know how the hell my car got home. Nobody took it. I don't know.
Who got the keys?
The keys were left. And I feel like they drove it into the Taco Bell parking lot. Don't look at me like that. I was drunk.
Probably impounded it.
No, I got the car back because I had tinted windows on it and it was falling off.
Was anybody sober in the car?
No, Ron was the most sober. But so he wasn't sober.
The cops wouldn't have drove. They would be like, do you have somebody that can take your car that's sober?
Yeah.
Or they wouldn't have given the keys to them, they especially didn't give it to drinking.
Cookie. Well, Cookie didn't have his license, probably.
Yeah.
Maybe they gave it. I don't know.
Well,
I gave it to Ron. You can see that as a hoe, but I was in a blackout. So this is as good as it's going to get. But I did stay there for a long time because my parents went and picked me up. And that's why.
That's sweet, sweet mama.
That's how I got the name Red, because I had red hair and there was a woman in it. I was made a bitch immediately. So when we got our meals, our meal tray, like I didn't want it. And so there was this woman came up and she's the one who named me Red. She's like, you going to drink that tea? And I was like, no, ma'am. And I gave her. And I gave her because I had bright red hair.
Uh-huh. Wow.
So basically, wow. I was in there. They left me in there. I was in there for 6 days because they wouldn't come pick me up, and it took that long to get to trial.
It's interesting, people's styles of lying, right?
It is.
It's interesting. What and year storytelling.
Was this? What year was this?
Well, it was probably 2000.
Okay.
2001.
Then that's also. So you
must have been 21, 22.
Yeah. Well,
okay.
I was 21. I
don't know if I was 20. But you graduated in 99, didn't you?
Yeah, so that number don't make no sense.
I don't know. I guess even from the first story.
He was drunk.
Even from the first story. I don't know, like, all of high school and even little into college.
Were you held back a year in high school?
No.
You graduated on time.
Yes.
Did you have a late birthday?
No, September 6th. No? Is that late?
It's kind of late.
I was November, and I was right in the middle. No, late is like May.
No. September, October.
No, all the young kids were born in May.
The youngest kids. Because I was always the youngest kid, and I was born in November. It's
right,
later in the year.
Right.
Yeah.
No, because I was born in November, and I was one of the oldest.
Well, maybe
my buddy,
they didn't hold you back a year. Like, you started kindergarten at, like, four then.
Yeah, you were hyperactive, and they held you back.
I don't, you know, you said it.
It's okay, Chris. I'm not good with numbers, man.
Wow. Two really good stories. Wow. Interesting. You are hilarious in your storytelling. You also too, Chris, but
you're to a lesser degree.
No. It's just because you are going in so many different, you're like very frenetic when both stories were told in that fashion. But I do feel like this story had way more
details
and you were very emotional about it. But then maybe that's how she lies.
Again, though, this is one that, you know, if there's any holes in it, then she could be like, well, I was drunk. I don't know. I was drunk. I got hit in the head.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yes.
Got hit with a golf ball. I don't know.
I had brain injuries. One wearing a helmet. I don't know.
Either way, we were incapacitated.
Either way, we were doing awesome, but don't remember it.
Well, any questions from the audience?
Not so much questions, but Leah did say your accent is so cute.
It is adorable.
Thank you.
Slightly offended because I've known Leah for some time now, and I've never gotten the same.
And, it's adorable when a woman has a southern accent, but when a man has a southern accent, you're like, steer clear, steer clear.
Got a nice pretty mouth on you.
Yeah. But see, if you said that, could you say that?
You got a nice pretty mouth on you.
That's actually nice. You guys.
I am unbuckling my pants. And Richard Meyer, who is our resident drunk driving expert, apparently says that he can't confirm, but peanut butter is supposed to hide the trick in case you're ever drinking.
I did not know that.
For the folks at home.
Also, my big problem with the second story is how hard you would have to back up to make a car hit the car behind you.
Hard, sir.
Real hard.
Like, very hard,
throw
sir.
That shit in reverse and just go, I'm coming back. And
I didn't even look
it.
Back was the problem. I just decided that was it, and I'm going to do it.
Even
I didn't
Louisville,
even look back.
Though, doesn't seem like much of a parallel parking city. I mean, I don't...
Yeah. Granted.
Didn't seem like Kentucky would be much of a parallel parking...
Right. There would be a field or something, an empty lot.
Keep in mind, it's Derby, though.
Yeah,
it's Derby. Everybody's out.
She did say that.
The streets
Derby
are full.
Derby is the Cinco de Mayo of Kentucky.
Kentucky Derby, the horse racing, the cats.
Yeah. And everybody's there. And all the bars are on Barstown Road. You know, Kid.
Kid Rock goes to Kentucky Derby.
Mr. Rock.
Oh, yeah. A lot of celebrities. Been there a few times.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I think even the Patriots and Tom Brady. And
they're all there.
They all go.
The Barstool Sports guys this year. But there were a couple of things. This is from Richard Meyer. in Chris's first story about the drinking in the field with the crazy lady or with the pill popping random lady. He said mostly his question is that they didn't just drive her somewhere instead of calling the cops. So yeah, you guys,
I mean, we're 17-year-old kids. Like, what? We're not going
to
just
drive. That was
some...
very smart of you, but I feel like a 17-year-old, especially where I'm from, they'd be like, "Well, get in. We'll take you to the road."
Yeah, no, we were drinking enough to where we knew it was like we can't really drive anywhere.
Wait, did you stand? Did you plan on staying there all night in your truck?
Oh yeah, that's the thing. We did. We stayed there all night, and we would sleep in the trucks, and then during the morning we just get up and go. But yeah, we always drank in the fields and didn't go anywhere. And then we had his dad come get the chick.
And just a bunch of dudes? You didn't invite any women?
Like, there was always a couple of chicks, but how many girls that want to be like, hey, me and a bunch of dudes are going to the middle of a field and get drunk. You want to come with us?
I've gotten fingered down by the river.
Well, yeah.
Every podcast, you're getting fingered somewhere relatable. I don't understand.
I got finger in the phone booth. Yeah, I did.
Well, it was behind a church last week because I said I had to make it to church on time.
I got fingered in a Jimmy Buffett concert. It happens. It's he doesn't get fingered at Buffett.
But Richard is from North Dakota, and so he said that he thinks he can relate to the small town mentality.
Oh, absolutely,
and
yes.
He can definitely see where they'd be out
in the
field drinking.
No, I grew up in a small town, and we used to go drinking underneath the railroad tracks, the bridge. That's where we would end, So, absolutely. So what, let's have Austin very quickly recap the stories and then we're going to take a vote.
All right. Chris, this is first story. He grew up in the very outskirts of suburban Kansas and they have their trucks out in the field getting drunk when some wild, dirty blonde haired lady appears out of nowhere. She had been with a guy doing pills, but then something happened.
She wasn't raped.
Not the R word. I was going to say, she didn't think that she had been R worded anyway, but, they did
Shut
call
up,
the,
say rape. Bitch, say rape.
She didn't think she was
rapade. The R word.
You remind
me of
prom.
Fucking rape.
You said rapade.
But they called the cops. Cops came and saved the day. Story the two. He grew up in the outskirts of suburban Kansas. They were playing at a cheap golf course where some old man smacked him in the head with an ill-timed golf ball. So his mom loses her mind, lays the smackdown on him a little bit. He pars that hole after he wakes up, and as his head swells, they go home. He takes a nap and calls his friend. His friend says, "You sound jacked up." They go to a hospital. He pukes. They give him the fast pass service after that to the back, where he had to have brain surgery because he had a brain bleed from the golf ball.
Can you just so his friend, he was on the phone with his friend
he
when
called his friend,
friend said, "Go
his
to the hospital."
His friend said, "You sound jacked up."
Yeah, go to the hospital. Were you in the car with your mother at the time?
No,
your mother let you drive, or
no,
you
my
went
mom
home.
Drove.
She drove you
my
home
mom was
first.
With me the whole time. Yeah, my mom drove us home.
And you were ill in the car going home?
I had a headache in the car for sure. And then once we got home, she was downstairs calling the hospital, and I was upstairs calling my buddy to be like, "You literally guess what happened."
How far did you guys live from a hospital?
It took us 20 minutes to get there.
Do you have a scar from your brain surgery?
I mean, that's something you'd probably have to wonder.
About where did that golf ball hit
might be
you? Yeah, about where?
That might be why I wore the hat.
Maybe.
About where did that sucker hit you?
Right here.
Right there.
Right here. They said if it would have hit me here, I'd have died instantly.
I didn't see anything earlier when he showed his hair. Remember that?
It was fast.
I think it'd be wrong if he took his hat off. That'd be like Googling. So it has to be on the
skill of
the
search. Well, he could have a scar from something else.
Yeah, I'm not taking my hat off. It's the short answer to that question.
Yeah. No one asked you. Wow. Okay, continue.
That's all for his story. So do you want to vote on him or do you want to
vote? Oh, yeah, let's take a vote. Brett, do you want to vote along with us?
Pop up.
I think that, I've always said.
And the camera's on you, right? We would like the audience to see you.
Your voice is so robust.
Yes.
You better believe it, buddy. I have always said that Chris Porter's comedy seems like he's been hit in the head. So I think. I feel like that story must be true. So the first story is a lie.
I think the first story is true. Just less details. I think that he was trying to make it simple. I think there was more to it.
How was your mother as a parent? Was your mother like more of a Felicity Huffman, Lori Loughlin, like, "You gotta do this and organize and this." And and by the way, I have mad respect for those ladies.
Elitist.
My mother was a good mother.
But was she very anal? Was she very like,
she demanded that I take care of my, like, you have to realize when I was younger, my mom and dad both worked full time. So like I would have, and since we lived in the outskirts of town, I would have to get up before they did.
And what did your mother do?
She's in insurance.
Oh, I think the second story is a lie.
Okay.
Because I think if your mom is in the insurance business, she's very detail oriented, mm-hmm. and especially what kind of, if she's in the insurance business, she knows about fucking concussions
for sure.
Right? Yeah. She would have got that guy's number and be like, if there's anything fucking wrong with my kid, you're paying, asshole.
Leaves me hanging that like that. Okay.
That was painful. that was hard to watch.
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
What do you think, Zach?
Oh man. I don't know. I think the second story is true.
Okay.
Because the first story, I mean, it's definitely very simplistic.
Have you ever known Chris to wear contacts?
No.
Yeah. Somebody,
arrest my case. I've seen him without his glasses on. Mm-hmm. I remember I took your pictures without your glasses on.
I wear contacts.
I agree.
I missed the context of it, but Richard said that your mom thought the glasses were the problem.
Contacts were the problem.
Thought the contacts were the problem. Okay. Richard must have misunderstood and thought it was the glasses.
That's why I think that story is a lie, because I didn't think she would think the contacts were a problem. I think she would have thought that you had a concussion.
So we all think the second story is a lie, and Sarah is the Lone Ranger on the, or Lone Wolf, if you will.
And Brett also thinks Brett thinks the second story is true.
Yes.
Yes, the second story is true, for sure.
Well, you can tell by the scar on my head. It was the second story that was true.
No woman just walks out of the forest like that.
Will you show the camera?
Boom! No woman just walks out of the forest in a tank top.
Yes, they do!
No, they don't!
Yes, they do!
They don't.
My mom lamented for months that she did not get that man's information.
That's what's bothering me. Yeah.
It was too detailed. It's too detailed. So, she couldn't go back and get it from the golf club?
We put a note up, but, you know, nobody's going to volunteer to...
A 76-year-old man.
Yeah, we just said...
He probably died like 2 weeks later. Anyway.
But,
damn. So,
that was that.
Wow.
Well, I'm sorry you got hit.
Wow.
It's all right.
Yeah.
The interwebs are blown away.
God, I knew it. And afterwards, you weren't allowed to play football, I'm assuming.
Not allowed to play football. Couldn't play any... They said I could play basketball, but I hadn't for years.
Uh-huh.
The coach was like, yeah, go fuck yourself. And I didn't get to play my senior year.
And you were-
not that I was going anywhere. It's not like I had any thoughts that I was going to play college or pro or anything.
Right,
like that.
But mean, still.
It was, it definitely would have been cool.
And you were only in the hospital for 2 days?
I was in intensive care for 2 days.
Okay.
And then I was in the regular hospital for 2 days.
Wow.
And then I got dismissed.
Well, I'm sorry that happened to you, but did it change your life in any kind of way?
It did change my life. It actually probably saved my life, if we're being honest, because at the time, I was getting my letters together to go into ROTC. So I would have gone to college, the Navy would have paid for it, and then I would have graduated 4 months before 9/11.
I went into the Air Force right after. Well, I was in the delayed enlistment program, already signed up when 9/11 happened.
Yeah.
So, you know, I wasn't a bitch.
So anyway, well, not that I quit, but I couldn't do it.
Couldn't go. Uh-huh.
Yeah, I got disqualified from everything.
Yeah.
So once I got disqualified from ROTC, I was like, well, what the fuck am I going to do now? And I went to KU for a year, and my buddy... went through a suicidal depression, which was from the brain surgery I found out years
later. Yeah, I bet.
I just thought I was 18 and trying to figure out life.
Uh-huh.
And then like literally like 10 years later, a guy was like, when that happened, did you go through a big depression? I was like, yeah. And he goes, that was from the traumatic brain injury.
Right. And the surgery.
But I didn't know. I just thought I was fucking. But so that's how I found stand-up was.
Yeah.
Through your depression.
What's that?
Through your depression?
Through my depression, I was just like, my buddy goes, I'm going to try stand-up comedy. I'm like, maybe that'll make me feel good. And I went up and I tried it, and it was the greatest thing I'd ever done in my entire life.
Wow, great ending to that story.
I've got two things for you. One, was there any truth at all to the first one?
No, not at all. No, just other than the fact that we used to drink in fields and, yeah, and sleep
but
there.
But you had women out there, didn't you?
Yeah, we had but it was like a girl or two right. girls. Yeah, and it was always the chick that was like one of the dudes that would never fuck any of us. So
and then
was,
one slut.
It was Sarah and her friend that bought the wool.
We never got the slut out there.
Poor guy. Oh, that's sorry.
And Richard wanted to know, so you really did want to avoid brain surgery for football.
I really did, yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Wow. But I again, I was not apprised of how serious it was when I was making such decisions.
Wow, great story. So let's move on to Sarah's stories.
All right. Story one, she's a hillbilly from Kentucky. They had a project to determine where their name came from, where her name came from.
I feel like Sarah wanted to say, you're not a hillbilly, you're just from Kentucky.
No, I kind of liked it. It was stunning. Okay. I was like, add that to my resume.
My apologies, my apologies.
I have business cards made up.
So in school, they had to do a project where they determined where her name came from. And she found out that her Sarah ends with an H, which means princess, not as in without an H, which would mean whore, which to me, I right. think would be opposite because whore. But then her last
starts with a W, by the way.
Doesn't, yeah. I had no idea. Her last name meant wolves. So she was obviously an Indigenous American.
Obviously.
And she developed a wolf addiction after that and found one in Hazard County, Kentucky, that she and her friend went over to go buy. They did not kill a deer on the way back. They're swindled into picking up a full-blooded wolf for $200 named Lakota that they eventually abandoned to a stranger at a Chevron.
Jesus.
It's a lot. It's
I think
a lot.
That would
it's
make this sound on. More true Jesus. Would be if it was a Phillips 66.
They didn't have Phillips 66 in Kentucky.
No!
Not Louisville. No.
Maybe we had Amoco?
Yeah. No. We had Chevron.
Oh, yeah. Actually, okay. in some places Amoco's were called Standards.
Oh, true.
Really?
Oh,
yeah.
And Shells.
Just we had a Shell.
Yeah.
We had a Shell and a Chevron.
Her second story, please.
She's a hillbilly from Kentucky, and it was around Kentucky every time. They're at Shenanigans, a bar in Louisville, but she wanted to go to Cahoots, which I think means she wanted to go to another bar to meet this guy. But she's a fluid lesbian now, and they drunk drive down to that bar. She tries to park, backs into that car. That car hits a parked cop. So she gulps down some Diet Coke and jelly beans to try and get the booze smell off. And Cookie, her skater boyfriend, made fun of her as she tried to
No, that
to
wasn't
her,
her boyfriend.
It was an ex-boyfriend.
Yeah. Oh, it was. Oh, yeah. My apologies.
From grade school.
Okay. Then as she's doing the sobriety test, she's shooing him away and kicking him with her foot. And she accidentally kicks the cop right in the jaw. And she goes to
with her flip flop.
With her flop. With her flop. But she's got a powerful little flop kick.
Yeah.
Well, you saw her the way she almost got Jessica's head.
Hit him in the head with a flip flop.
So she goes to jail with Indiana computer thieves for 6 days. And that was it.
So when you kicked up that flip flop, what did the cop do? Like when it hit his head, was he like, what the fuck? Like what did
he? No, he was pissed.
Yeah.
He was not. No, he was
did
not.
Did he take
thrilled.
His gun out of his belt?
He did not take his gun. I weighed probably 100 pounds. No, I literally, because I lived on jelly beans. So I was about 100 pounds. This dude, no, he was pissed. He ended it right there though. And then I just went and got in the car. He was not, there was two of them.
Uh-huh.
So.
Well, he was just having fun with you anyway.
Well, by that
you
time.
You failed the breathalyzer.
But he did, I don't think he expected a flip flop to hit him in the face. It doesn't.
It was like a
people
wild
don't
thing.
Love it. People don't love it. You know what I mean?
This reminds me of that that clip of Reno 911 that comes out all the time where she's like, she tricks him a little, do a dance like this, dance like that. And he's like, well, I can't right now. I'm fucking drunk.
I can't.
I have a feeling when you watch that scene, I mean, when you got up and you fucking went, you probably did it and mimicked that. Wow. So, Chris, what do you think about her two stories? Which
I just think the second story, the thing that got me was the amount of force it would take to back up to make another car hit another car. It seems a little ridiculous. And
from a stop, too.
From
she
a
had to stop.
Yes,
and then
yes.
reverse. And then, again, back up with so much force that it made that car hit another car.
Well, what kind of car did you have?
But keep in mind, it was a stick shift. So and
that doesn't mean
yes,
guys.
It does. When you're not, when you're drinking, no. When you're drinking, it's not as smooth as if an automatic.
That's
so
true.
I popped it too hard. I gave it too much gas.
I still don't buy
what kind of car
it.
Was
so I'm
it?
Going, I'm going.
It was
two.
A little silver Nissan.
I'm going to.
You think the first one is true?
First one's true.
That's where I was. That's where I was leaning. Is the first one being true?
Also, you look like a wolf girl.
Thank you.
You do.
I think that story is true, but I don't think that it necessarily happened to her. Maybe somebody in her family went and bought the wolf. But
yeah, I think both stories, if they're true or not true, I think the one that's
truth.
Yeah, I think it's happened to people you know.
Something that might be clouding my judgment, too, is that you remind me a lot of my old neighbor in my trailer park who had a daughter that they we all did meth and stuff together, you know, and she did have a wolf tattoo with a dream catcher, yeah. Not lying, on her shoulder blade.
Yep.
Two wolves howling with a dream catcher.
There's
behind
a story
it.
There. Yeah.
Yeah. And
I could tell you it.
I mean, minus the cutoff shorts, you look a lot like her, even how you're dressed right now.
Yeah, well...
Do you have a wolf tattoo on your
in
body?
That trailer park? What?
Do you have a? Yeah, of course. She fucked her cousin in that trailer park.
No, that was in North Carolina, but
okay. Yeah,
different trailer park.
Yeah, no, I mean, people a lot of time get two wolves as a tattoo because there is a story. It's a great old and Native American story.
Shut up!
I swear to God, they used to do cave drawings of it. There was one good, there was one evil, and they put it in a you. I was obsessed with wolves. You don't think I know this? I was gonna get tattooed uh-huh. The story of two brother wolves, a good one and a bad one, and it's an old Native American tale. And they wouldn't tattoo it on me because it was too. I wanted it to be small, and it was too intricate of a cave drawing, so I had to get it big, and I just couldn't do it. Couldn't afford it.
That checks out.
See, I believe checks all out. That's true. I believe she thought she was the princess of wolves and all that throughout that time, but I don't know that the story to go by was necessarily true, or that it did happen, but to somebody else, her uncle or something. Was
but see, your parents. Didn't want the wolf, yet they allowed it outside in the yard. They did allow you to keep it for overnight or no.
That thing was in my house for a total of 1 minute before they said, get that goddamn thing out there. Because they put it and I put it in the backyard because it was fenced.
Uh-huh.
And then that's when my brother came over for dinner because we had Sunday dinner. So he came over with his kid and he said, I ain't bring that kid unless you get that wolf out. And Tori was still there because we just brought it home. So then we took it to Tori's.
I think the second story is a lie because even in a stick shift Nissan, I can't believe you would push a car that much to where, and I believe Chris was on this one, where it would impact a police car.
Yeah, but what if they were just closely parked, all three cars? And
which
that just,
they were.
And it might have just tapped.
Bumper
to
bumper.
It might have just
I'm
tapped
sticking
the cop
to my
a little
story.
Bit. I mean, even if that cop takes a little tap, he's lighting them
Get off my dick.
Up.
Get off my D. I'm sticking to that story.
Just keep in mind, it's bumper to bumper during Derby. Busy.
Yeah. But then, no, I don't buy it.
Jessica,
buy
what are you leaning towards?
I'm leaning toward the second one being a lie.
So you think the first one is true?
Mm-hmm. God, I hate that.
I think everybody's voted.
My alarm's
oh, except Brett.
Brett, pop up.
Oh.
Well, I think everybody knows three things about Sarah.
Oh.
One, awesome. She is a problem alcoholic. Yeah. Two, she loves wolves.
Yes.
Okay.
So there's elements of truth in each story. But the third thing that we all know about Sarah is that even drunk, she is an excellent driver. So that story is a lie.
Okay, I'm going with
Brett on
that.
You agree with us then. We all are in agreement, except for...
Yeah, I think the second story is true, because she was bold enough to say that she was drinking and driving. So.
Yeah, well, who gives a fuck now?
I don't know.
So she didn't murder anyone. She didn't
went to jail
anyone.
For it. She paid her price.
So, which one is the lie?
The lie is the second story.
Brett called it, too.
You bought a wolf, you dumbass!
Sure what a did. Dumb fucking thing to do.
Sure. Or an awesome thing to do. Maybe it was a very ferocious, awesome, very dynamic
what
thing
to
do.
Wolf? You
I do not know.
Give a shit. What happened to that wolf? You didn't give the guy...
He ate everything. Yeah. Like, it did. I was next. Yeah. Like, my head was next. My
I have
was
seen
next.
A thing like where a guy had a family, he owned a wolf, and he had to keep it caged. It was it's not a good thing.
No.
People get hurt.
They do. But it was beautiful.
Yeah.
Real showstopper.
Richard disappointed because he really thought you went to jail and became Red, the fluid lesbian.
There are parts of that story that are true.
That's what we need to know.
By the way.
There are parts of that story that are true.
Your
and,
first
and that are
is
mine.
Not called Red, the fluid lesbian.
I mean, I didn't lie on all of that. Like, no, there's some true stuff in there. I did do some time. Yes.
You guys are awesome guests. Thank you so much
what
for
was
coming
the line
on our
having us.
The amount of time that I stayed in jail was the
Where can people find you, and where can we exactly go see your new special that you have out, The Man from Kansas?
A Man from Kansas is pretty much available everywhere but Netflix, so yay me. iTunes, Amazon Prime, all that stuff.
Is it with Comedy Dynamics?
It is with Comedy Dynamics.
Bravo.
And then Twitter, Instagram is at I am Chris Porter. And that's it.
And what about you, Sarah?
I'm performing, actually, we were talking about it, May 31st, I think, at Flappers with
Christina Pazinski or Christina P.
Oh,
Christina
nice.
P.
Yes. Oh,
yes.
Fun.
My sweet P.
Fun.
So, yeah, but, and then I have another show that same week at Flappers as well. So I think that's on a Saturday night.
Bravo. Bravo. And thank you everyone for watching live. And for you guys that are hearing this as a podcast, know that we try to go live on Mondays. We try at 4:30 and Fridays at 8:30. And we have some great guests coming up. So we would love it if you could check it out. And thank you very much to Austin, our on-air producer. Thank you very much to Brett Erickson and to Michael Evans that are doing the engineering back there. And I'm Felicia Michaels.
I'm Jess Wellington. Follow me at Jess Wellington 2 on everything. Please like and subscribe to our YouTube, The Liars Club. So move away from the Comedy Store for a split second and subscribe to ours. And then we have a show every second Friday of the month at the Ice House that we will probably invite you guys to if you're good. No, you're great. Please. We would be honored to have you. so please check that out. You guys, thank you. And you've been lied to. Oh,